Hello and welcome to the first episode of Orpheus Talks, your weekly cyber threat intelligence update. I'm Jimmy Allen, a CTI analyst from Orpheus Cyber, and I'll be your host, taking you through the key incidents our team have observed across the threat landscape over the past week. In this week's episode, our key issue, CACBOT changes its delivery technique as Microsoft mitigates malware infections. In the cyber criminal realm, ransomware continues to target the manufacturing and public sector. As for nation-state activity, Russia persists in its targeting of Ukraine and expands its targeting rationale. And finally, pro-Ukraine hacktivists target Russian organizations with Conti ransomware. Starting off with our key issue this week, the operators of the CACBOT malware botnet, also known as QBOT, changed their delivery mechanism from Microsoft Office documents laden with malicious macros to Microsoft installer packages. The change likely came in response to Microsoft's recent efforts against malware. From April 2022, Windows now includes features designed to automatically block the execution of macros in Office documents. Excel 4.0 macros, for instance, are now disabled by default. As CACBOT is not the only malware botnet that uses malicious Office attachments and exploits Excel 4.0 to compromise hosts, we anticipate other cybercriminal groups will soon look to modify their delivery and infection mechanisms. Accordingly, while already popular, the use of malicious Microsoft installer packages will likely become even more prevalent across the threat landscape. This past week, our cybercriminal reporting has continued to highlight the ongoing threat targeted ransomware poses to the manufacturing and automotive sectors, as well as to public government institutions. US-based automotive tool manufacturer Snap-on, for instance, confirmed it suffered a security incident that led to the disclosure of employee data. While little information about the incident was provided, the Conti ransomware gang had previously added Snap-on to its leaked website and disclosed a portion of data allegedly stolen from the company. Conti, however, had deleted the Snap-on entry from their leaked website, suggesting Snap-on had entered into negotiations and agreed to pay a ransom. This is the latest ransomware incident to involve an organization belonging to the automotive sector. On the 15th of March, for instance, we reported on Japanese automotive component manufacturer Denso falling victim to Pandora ransomware. In addition to highlighting the ongoing threat ransomware poses to the sector, the incident speaks to Conti's resilience and showcases how the group continues to be prolific despite its recent exposure. In late February, a Ukrainian security researcher leaked thousands of internal chat conversations between Conti members, as well as the ransomware source code, after Conti explicitly sided with Russia following the country's invasion of Ukraine. Meanwhile, the Lockbit ransomware was identified as the variant used in an incident that targeted an unnamed regional government agency in the US. Meanwhile, the Lockbit ransomware was identified as the variant used in an incident that targeted an unnamed regional government agency in the US. Forensic data revealed that the Lockbit affiliate lingered on the victim's network for at least 5 months. Despite efforts by the Lockbit affiliate to delete event logs on the compromised machines, forensic investigators conclude that at least two distinct adversaries had access to the network. Our reporting of nation-state activity this past week has continued to focus on Russia and the country's offensive use of its cyber capabilities amidst its invasion of Ukraine. The Russian state unit Sandworm was linked to an operation that deployed InDestroyer 2, a new version of InDestroyer, against the Ukrainian energy sector. InDestroyer is a wiper malware designed to disrupt the activities of industrial control systems, which Russia deployed against Ukraine in 2016 and 2017. This past week, Russia has broadened its targeting rationale to include other countries that are reportedly contemplating joining NATO, the expansion of which Russia has used to justify its invasion of Ukraine. Following reports highlighting Finland's interest in joining the Atlantic Alliance, the websites of the country's Department of Defense and Ministry of Foreign Affairs suffered a distributed denial of service attack. Given the tempo of the incident and the extensive historical precedent for these tactics in similar situations, we have assessed as highly likely that the Russian state is behind the attack. Within the context of the ongoing conflict in Ukraine, this past week we have also reported on actions undertaken by pro-Ukraine hacktivists against Russian entities. Hacktivist Collective Network Battalion 65, otherwise known as MB65, comprised Russian private companies SSK, Gaz Region LLC, and Continent Express. In a likely attempt to add insult to injury, MB65 targeted the two Russian private organizations with a custom version of the leaked Conti ransomware source code. Conti is maintained by Russian cybercriminals who prohibit their affiliates from targeting entities in Russia. The use of ransomware has brought into question the group's motivations, prompting questions about whether the group is driven by financial gain or political disruption. In response to these concerns, MB65 has publicly stated on its Twitter account that it will focus solely on targets inside of Russia until Putin withdraws his forces from Ukraine, and any ransom payments it receives will be donated to Ukraine. The hacktivist's use of ransomware echoes a January incident in which the Belarusian cyber partisans deployed ransomware against Belarus's state-owned railway to disrupt its operations and hinder the movement of Russian military forces in Belarus. That concludes this episode of Orpheus Talks. If you've enjoyed this episode and want to stay up to date with the latest cyber threats, don't forget to follow us on Spotify and subscribe to our newsletter at orpheuscyber.com to read our weekly intelligence summary. Thanks for listening. We'll see you back here next Monday.